Hey everybody, it's Jeff from J2K Podcast. I hit the record button earlier. I'm going to walk into everybody in there, so come with me now.
I had to clean out an office, and I were too late.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show.
Oh,
fucker.
Dang it, so much for your break.
Hey, we're keeping an even 3 feet space between all of us. You get the IKEA chair.
I can switch.
And I don't want to hear any fuss about it.
Okay, no.
Babe.
No, I got it. Okay. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's J2K Podcast. It is the second Friday the 13th edition. And mass fucking hysteria! I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
I'm Kareem.
Me and Justin came up with a saying, dry cough, I'm taking off. Dry cough and fever, gonna leave her.
You're silly.
So that's the elephant in the room, right? Coronavirus?
Yeah, I mean, jeez, yeah.
It's actually not an elephant in the room anymore.
Yeah, I don't think it's an elephant.
I think
it is the room.
I spent the day with my son, with some doctor's appointments, and then some scripts were written. So instead of going to the pharmacy that I usually go to, which is way the hell out in Grand Ronde, we went to Walmart. Justin's trying to get your attention.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Turn the TV off, babe!
Well,
babe!
You're in American junk.
Wait, are you watching this?
I was before
well,
she arrived.
She's like, she'll watch this, play her game, and do the podcast at the same time.
She's a multitasker.
But none of them are done very well.
Yeah.
Like, I love her to death, but you don't do any of them very well.
She has to love you and put up with your sass, and she does that pretty well.
That's right. Anyway, so I ended up having to go to Walmart, and it wasn't super bad, but there's a lot of people in there, and I deemed there was some people that, like, I never saw them cough, but they're wearing a mask, which is a ridiculous thing. The mask is for people who are sick,
in my
opinion, from the stuff I've read.
Yeah, that's the whole thing
But, like, whenever I had to get to the front of any store, I mean, Justin, we were talking about this earlier, I'd find the toilet paper aisle, and I could get right to the fucking front. Because nobody's in the aisle, because there's no toilet paper.
Yeah.
Unless you were at the stores I was at today, where the grocery store, the line was wrapped. There were two lines. One went from the front of the store all the way back by the deli. And one started in the freezer section and wrapped all the way around the other side of the store into the registers. I made so many friends in line.
Yeah.
They were like, which line do we get in? And I'm like, don't get in that line. Everybody's ugly in that line.
This line's more fun.
We're funner over here and better looking.
And you call me rude.
That was like us at Christmas and Michael's.
We were
best friends with everyone by the end of the line.
I made Christine stop telling a story like twice today because she wanted to talk about how mass hysteria, like picked her up like an avalanche and she got caught up in it.
Well, I told him I didn't want
this. It's hard not to.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want this whole episode to be about coronavirus, but I want to talk about how, so I'm a very rational person. I formulate my own opinion. I do not fall into the hype of Facebook and everything else. However, everybody at work for the last couple days has been talking about how the grocery stores are running out of things, and there's no toilet paper, and all this. So I felt the need today to go out against my better judgment and stockpile on things that I don't need just because I was scared that there wouldn't be any.
And we have never had this much canned goods.
And the thing is, it's like I fell into this herd mentality.
Yeah.
I do not believe I need more toilet paper, but because everybody else, I didn't want to run out. I bought more.
Even though we have the gigantic Kirkland thing downstairs, and we're not done using the other toilet paper we also have.
Yeah,
I know.
So,
we probably have 40 rolls of toilet paper.
Because of where my girlfriend works, if someone got sick, she would be on lockdown. If someone in her work got sick, she would be on lockdown. The whole place would shut down, and she'd be stuck there. And so we had to get groceries because if that happened, her kids would be at home. Without her. They're teenagers.
With Uncle Justin running.
But they need food.
Yeah. Well, they already aren't in school, right? Because as of
not,
today,
correct.
They can't do school. School's closed. So, yeah, you needed food.
Yeah. So we had to go. It was a nightmare.
It was. I lucked out, though. I went to a grocery outlet, and I...
Bargain market!
It wasn't that crazy in there.
Hold on.
And then Safeway.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
So, yeah, and I'm not, like, this huge canned good person. In fact, I buy canned goods, I never use them, and then 2 to 3 years later, I throw them out.
Oh, I know. Like, that's my joke. I'm like, oh, you bought some more canned goods we can throw out in a couple of years.
So today I was extra careful. I was buying them, like, oh, good, to 2022, we're good. I might have a chance to eat these. Yes.
Which made the hysteria not so bad, right? Because you're like, I am choosing these wisely that I won't...
Yeah. It's kind of like toilet paper. Them. I bought more, but it's not like I'm not going to use more toilet paper. If I'm not quarantined, I will use the rolls at some point.
But that's part of the problem, though.
I know. I agree. It was irrational and not my normal self.
Yes, it took you.
So I feel... Yeah. I feel like all the Facebook and all the... on the news and everywhere has made me insane.
Yeah.
And people talking about it at work, talking about how crazy the stores are. I was like, well... if everyone else is going, I must go too.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of like the complete opposite. I'm like, maybe this will be a good time for me to see how long all my food in my house can last me. Because I am like, nah, I do not want to go to the grocery store. But speaking of grocery stores, for the first time in my life, okay, so I kind of a little bit more prepared for this last week because I kind of like just have been obsessed with it. Like, you know.
Well, and if you're paying attention, you see it coming.
Yeah. So last week, you know, I went and I got, like, enough dog food for a long time, and my dog's on a lot of medicines for her arthritis, so I actually got her two months' worth of medicine, which is, like, fucking breaks the bank, but I'm like, you know what, I just, you know, if I get quarantined, my dog has to have her meds, or yeah. She can't, yeah, move. So, and then I did this whole thing, you guys, I did the Fred Meyers pickup for the first time ever. Holy crap, like, life-changing.
Like, you drive up and they come out and put yes. in your car?
You get the Corona yes. brought right to your car.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't even have to go
without
in and get
the virus.
It. You don't even have to go. Yeah, exactly. Uh-oh. The virus or not the virus.
Hey, everybody, so, just so you know, like, just, are you going downstairs to poop?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that toilet doesn't flush well.
So now,
man, I'm a dumb and dumber.
Hey, heat rises, so you're going to, like, blast us with your shit.
Yeah, just go upstairs, it's safer.
But I really thought, you know, I did my pickup on Saturday. I really thought it's going to be a freaking zoo. That line for pickup's going to be 30 cars long. And I seriously pulled up last Saturday at 11 a.m. and was the only car there. And I was
wow.
like, oh, maybe I'm overreacting. I seriously, that's what I thought. Okay, great. And now look at me. I'm like, yep, still stocked on groceries. I am going to have to go get produce. But, I mean, there are an abundance of produce because everyone wants, like, flour, pasta, yeah.
And
rice,
I bought all the favorites and enough pasta
yes.
to last a lifetime.
And, like, you know, and really, it's just me. So, I mean, as long as I've got enough baking supplies so I can make cookies, I can literally live off cookies.
Did you get some of the pasta?
What did you say?
Oh, no. She didn't.
Oh, you put it up?
Well, she can have some later, but I put it in the fridge.
I put it up. So, yeah, I don't... Yeah, that was... I was kind of surprised that I didn't run into more roadblocks. But then I realized on Monday when I went to go get toilet paper out of my cupboard...
You're like, oops,
no.
That's
like,
the one thing.
Oh, my God, that's the one thing. So I went to Freddy's on... Tuesday. I was going to go on Monday, but I thought, it's probably still busy from the weekend, maybe restocking, maybe they got some shipments in. Tuesday seems like a good day to go. And I went in and they had toilet paper and oh. I walked right in there and I got it and I checked out at the little fashion line and got my car.
Oh
and
yeah, the makeup counter.
And I was done and I was like, why is this, everyone else is like having these awful experiences and it's just kind of lining up for me. Maybe my years... I don't know.
Well, maybe
HP's like, you know what, Kareem? We're going to cut you a break because as bad as this year's been, we just thought, maybe...
Well,
maybe one more thing's going to make you drink.
Maybe you're manifesting that by your program.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, if... It's like today, I had a experience with a person that was just, like, I couldn't not take it personal or whatever. And I, you know, but I just sit in it. And I don't say anything after I maybe said something. And what I said wasn't bad, though. It was just like, you know, frustration. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Like, you manifest that shit. You just act different. stuff's different. And what I meant to get to was that I could just stop the insanity in my head and be like, okay, well, I mean, you know, I have no power over this, so I'm just gonna like be here in the moment, and I'm with my son and whatever.
And I thought about going to the grocery because I thought, oh my gosh, what if there's nothing left? But like the reality of it is like they're still shipping things are still being produced.
I know.
Like
I get
that because it even did cross my mind and I thought, oh, maybe I'll do another Freddy's pickup tomorrow. I don't really need anything. I mean, it would be nice to get some bananas.
Well, it started on Wednesday for me, I think.
Yeah, Wednesday.
We needed to buy, like, we realized at the office we should probably stock up on like Lysol and wipes because I work in a medical clinic.
Yes.
So I went out and I was trying to find hand sanitizer
or
Lysol wipes, and we couldn't find any. Staples is completely out of them. So then we're like, well, we'll make bleach spray. We have that already in the lab. We'll just make bleach spray, whatever. So we already have a few gallons of bleach at work, but I was like, I'm going to go buy some more bleach. It took me 5 stores before I could find bleach. Mm-hmm. And then our Portland facility couldn't find any bleach, so I had to buy some for them so we could ship it up to them. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is...
Well, and talk about the limits.
Oh, yeah, it was super funny. So at Fred Meyer, they had a limit of 5 cleaning products per household. And I had purchased 5 bleaches and then a spray of, like, Lysol spray. So I had 7 cleaning items. And I get up to the counter, I go, does this count as 5? And the lady says, well, why do you need this many? This is what the clerk says to me. It's like, well, actually, I work in a medical facility. I'm trying to make sure that we, you know, are staying clean. And then she goes, it's fine. What we've been seeing is the hoarders and like couponers buying a bunch of like them,
and
getting
them
at like 50 cents a thing and then reselling them on their Facebook marketplace for, you know, $5-6 a jug. It's like, there's this thing on Facebook, this kid was selling hand sanitizer for 67 cents a squirt at the school.
He got expelled.
Yeah,
he got suspended for selling hand sanitizer.
Yeah. I was like, hey, I appreciate it.
You're smart, man.
I know. I'm like, I gotta give that kid props, though. 67 cents a squirt.
So at all of our desks, I lucked out. Like, all this stuff's just kind of lined up. About a month ago... And this was when my mom was really sick with the flu. And the flu season was really, like, in full force. And I don't really use hand sanitizer. I use, like, essential oils and stuff like that. But, you know, I said something to one of my coworkers. I'm like, you know, I should maybe get some hand sanitizer in here because everyone in our office also had the flu. And they're like, oh, the nurse has some. And I went down there, and I got a full bottle, like, of hand sanitizer. And then I'm like, oh, thank God I have this because guess what? We don't have any more at work.
Yeah.
And I've been, like, keeping it in my drawer.
Hiding it.
We, like, all of us in sales have it. And then today I go down to shipping to say, my God, I'm so sorry that we're leaving you behind. And they're like, yeah, we don't even have hand sanitizer. And we're, like, the only people that work with the public because the truckers come in and pick up the pens and sign stuff and talk to them face-to-face. And they're like, yeah, no one even cares about us around here because we don't have anything. And so I went back and... came down at 3 o'clock because I leave at 4.
Here's my hand sanitizer.
Here's my hand sanitizer because I was going to totally bring it home.
Well, you're alone, you're good.
I'm fine.
Soap is the same.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
Soap,
it is.
Soap's better, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah.
It
yeah. is.
Yeah.
I actually gave, I'm going to bring him up again, the Italian guy that was at our office today.
Hey.
He was running low on hand sanitizer and he had to fly back. So I stocked him up with some hand sanitizer from our facility because we have tons of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Christine's cheap thrill today was the Italian guy.
What was his name?
Mylan.
Jesus.
He said the airport was dead, though. So I said, how is your travel out here? He goes, actually really good. There's like no one at the airport.
They let him fly in?
Well, he's based in America now. He's U.S. based. He's formerly from Italy.
Okay.
Where did he fly in from, the Italian bastard?
I'm not sure where he flew in from, actually. I didn't ask.
Probably Italy. He's not telling anyone.
Italian
and
bastard.
And now I have the original COVID.
Yeah.
It's just an incubation right now.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Hey, everybody. Justin's out of the bathroom.
Yay.
Part of me is. the other part died in the bathroom with me. There.
That cleared it fast.
He's walking a little funny too.
Like how fast is that? Like,
did you have to use the wet wipes?
Well, at least in just that bathroom, you know that there's like a wet wipe. You got the nice like spa set up in there for.
I know there's lots of body sprays. There's wet wipes.
Just so you know, the burning means it's working.
Oh man.
Was that the eclair that fast or something else?
It was probably the greasy bacon carbonara.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't know what to blame it on.
Hopefully it's not the corona.
Poor judgment.
She's talking about the Italian bastard again. While
I brought him
Milan.
Brought him up
from Italy. You have some epic bosoms. Beautiful eyes.
Earlier she was like, I told him, I hope you remember that I gave you this hand sanitizer. And I was like, and he said, I'll never forget you.
That sounds like Jeff.
I was like, that sounds like Jeff.
If I was
there, she has a type. She has a type. I'll never forget you.
There you go. Oh my god,
it's a sanitizer.
It's a sanitizer.
This is on your family for your hand sanitizer.
He's got Mexican there at the end.
I know.
All those gypsy ladies sound like that at the end, man.
So I was moving offices the other day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say bowels. Sorry.
I was having an office movement, and
is that to protect you?
No. Okay. They're building something in its stead. And we, there was a bunch of old gifts that guests had given us. And one of them... the doll was in there.
The Annabelle?
One of them was bath bombs.
Oh.
And my buddy at work, not gonna say his name, but huge pothead. And he picks up the bath bombs and looks at me and his eyes are all squinty, like pothead squinty. He's like, hey, man. Have you heard what women do with these? And I was like, what? And he was like, it's a vagina bomb. They stick these in their vagina and get in the bathtub.
What? I have never heard this.
That sounds dangerous.
It does sound dangerous.
It's a very dry insertion. Abrasive.
It's kind of like a Pop Rocks blowjob, but with a bath bomb.
Sounds horrible.
Like, if you wanted that to happen, you just hold the bath bomb over your clitoris, then, to use the full term.
Well, aren't you smart, Mr. Smarty Pants?
Clitoris, if you will.
Nope, gotta shove it up. Shove it in your guts.
You might be like, this is what he said. Clitoris, something you will.
Push up your asses.
Clitoris, if you will.
Where's the clitoris? Anyway, vagina bombs. Hashtag vagina bombs.
Oh, God.
Brought to you by Vagina Bombs and Purse Loop Jesus.
And we have to tell you, don't try that at home, listeners. But if you do, send us an email. Let us know how it goes.
And a video.
I was going to say, no videos, please.
Oh, no, you need a video for that. The screaming means it's working. I hate the smell of roses now.
It feels like serrano peppers in there.
Oh my gosh. So what happened to the bath bombs? You throw them out?
There was a lot of stuff that got discarded.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I know, I love, like, going through shit like that.
I know, I'm like, bring it over here next
time.
I
love free shit.
We donate most of it, though.
Okay,
we donate a lot of stuff.
Okay,
so now I know.
So when you say guests, like, guests come and be like, oh, Justin, you just made my trip so special, here's this gift?
No, what guests do is come to me and say, I cannot believe you made this weekend happen on a sold-out weekend. Here's $300. And I'm like, I can't accept tips or I'll get fired. And they're like, well, I sure wish there was something we could do for you. And I'm like, well, we can get gifts under $75. And so they bring us, like, the gift I just got was a liter of booze, of whiskey.
Squirrel booze?
Squirrel booze.
So you kept it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be, there's a whole process. We have to write it down in a book, log it on a spreadsheet with the number the reference number in the book, take a picture of it, put it in a different file with a reference number.
Oh, my goodness.
And it has to be approved by management.
Okay. And then you can add
it. So you do all that, and then you sit there, and you wait for them to say, you can take it home.
Correct.
So the bath bombs
you can drink it at work today.
Do you get gifts?
No, they were approved.
No.
Well,
they were probably approved. At, sorry, but
I think it's almost the same as him, but no. But like, there's a guy named Ron and Judy. I love those guys. I don't think they listen, but if they did, like, you're like my
grandparents.
Grandparents. Yeah. What do you call them? Like
extended grandparents.
Whatever.
Surrogate grandparents.
He sent me a salmon lure that he had made. And he was wanted to bring it to me, and I was like, you can't hand it to me here in the casino.
Yeah.
And so I maybe gave him my address and emailed it to me.
Sweet. And maybe did that.
Yeah, no, I for sure did.
I had a guest at the last casino I worked at try and bring me moonshine.
Ooh.
Made you some corn squeezins. And I was like, not only can I not take that, but that's a federal offense. You can't make moonshine, man. He was
now
like,
they just say, we're making hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Corn hand sanitizer.
Just put that in your hands and squeeze them.
Some corn squeezings. You can put it in your car and run off of it.
Oh my God.
So he was like, I was like, man, I really can't take. I'm on camera right now and you're handing me a brown paper bag with obviously a bottle in it. And he was like, well, I'll meet you over at the gas station after work. And I was like, no, the cameras can see at that gas station from here. They'll see us meeting, and you're giving me that same brown paper bag that I'm refusing right now. And he was like, okay, well, I'll go to pump number 3 and set it on top of the pump. Nobody's going to take it. Okay, man. I never took it.
Was it there? You had to go look.
I think I urged him not to. Like, oh. I'm sorry. Thank you, but no thank you.
Here's my address.
Yeah.
and then it ended up being the guy in that car that came by that time when you were drunk and locked out. I'm like, want to suck your dick?
Oh. I love that you said that.
I don't remember that story. Wait.
And
you don't remember
what?
That?
Let's talk about it on. Yes. Oh, I remember now.
Why do you love that?
So, I was probably,
because there's people that probably haven't heard that story that are listening. They're like, what the fuck?
Well,
that's why you got to go back and listen to the rest of the episode.
It was that time that you were on the street.
Yes,
yeah.
On the street walking.
Yeah. I was thinking about it happened at like the gas station at the casino. I'm still stuck.
You're like, wait a minute. Aren't you the corn squeezins guy?
Never mind, get in. I said corn hole squeezins.
That was scary, though. That's so crazy. Corn hole.
I got him. Got him. He's just wheezing.
Got him.
Got him.
Cornhole squeezins.
Okay.
Holy
so
shit.
I have a totally different thing to bring up. And our audience can't view what I'm going to ask you right now. But I'm going to ask Justin if this is actually him in this Facebook profile.
Oh. I already know what it is. Let me guess what it is.
Yeah. I know what it is.
Okay.
Find a killer.
Hunt a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been tagged in that picture so many. So there's a game on Facebook called Hunt a Killer.
Okay.
And I've been tagged in this fucking picture so many times.
I showed it to you.
It started when I was in Hawaii. It started a few months before that.
Didn't
but
you like screenshot it and post it as your profile picture?
I did.
Yeah.
So that's when like I first. I guess it was February 16th. So I think I'd known you already, but I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to it. I just thought it was you.
February 16th of this year?
Like he's
yeah, you've known him for a long time longer than that.
I know, that's what I realized when I said that.
Like
I was
a year.
Like, it's like years.
All those years.
But I just didn't pay attention to that picture. And
yeah.
So for our listeners, it's this picture of Justin on the ground doing this map thing.
Well, it looks like Justin.
Yeah, and I didn't even look closely, and I thought it was
Jeff
Justin.
Jeff got a text.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if it was screw up the recording.
It's still recording.
Okay. Woo! So then today, as I'm like scrolling through Facebook,
you found Jeff.
Up pops this ad and it's that picture of you. And I screenshotted it because I was like, wait, what? And then I'm looking at the ad and I was like, is that the same picture? And then I forgot about it and I just checked it. And it's like, yep, it's the same picture,
whoa,
but nope, it's not Justin.
It is not me.
Yeah, super, okay. Super cool because you posted it as your fucking profile picture and then later... Me and, like, Christine today, like, panicking and buying fucking corned beef hash, I saw it, the ad, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's that they're using that picture now on an ad?
You thought the same thing.
Well, I did, but he'd already posted it as his profile picture.
Yeah.
No, it's because
someone stole your picture and it's not him. For that. I know it's not him.
I'm going to say 10 different people in the comments for those ads tag me. Jeff just blew an O-ring. Pretty sure Jeff just got hemorrhoids from that fart. About 10 different people tag me.
I kicked out me.
That is why I love her.
I kicked out me. Right there. Got me. He's like, shh. I'm sorry.
Jeff just did a roundhouse fart.
Oh my god, it's like wafting this way now. I'm not laughing
anymore.
Yeah, because
he farted and then kicked it in your face.
Woo! That was a rough one. Thank god we have incense over here.
Roundhouse in your round mouth.
Smells like bacon.
It smells like incense, thank god.
Get that incense over here. Jeff bought a gigantic
a half rack of nog chomp.
There, much better, sorry.
How much is an entire buffalo load of Nag Champa?
I don't know, that's the best I could do, the most I could get.
How much is it?
$15.
$15.
Yeah, they don't give you money.
For 12 incense boxes.
Yeah.
That's all that they'll let you have?
Wow. Yeah, they don't want it to run out like toilet paper. It kills. Yeah.
So,
did you guys know Nag Champa kills coronavirus?
Hashtag nope. This box I bought at another store, and it's a pretty big one. Probably maybe two boxes,
yeah.
And it's $9.99.
For that one little baby box.
Little baby
box.
This
isn't
a baby box.
That box over there we got for $15.
Look at the face.
Oh,
on.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. That's
people
I'm like, what are we talking
at
about?
Home that can't see what we're doing, but.
Oh.
So this box has the cutest little Indian man waving on it.
Well, and Justin, you should post the picture you took of it on our Instagram for people to see.
I will.
So
is
it all these different scents?
No, it's just one Nag Champa.
Okay.
It's got a holographic box.
It's collector's, dude. It's got a seal on it and everything.
Yeah, it does. Shipped all the way from, I'm going to guess, India. Oh, shit.
Oh, my.
I have to be telling you that's Nag Champa.
My wow. One of my coworkers came to work with a giant red zit right in between her eyes.
They have a ton.
The third eye.
Hold
that,
on.
No, Jeff, you talk. I'll talk later.
Kareem, they have a ton of incenses, like all the ones you can think of. Was it Luby?
Are you done?
Wait,
I don't
want to
interrupt you.
Are
you finished? No, so my coworker, not only is she dark complected, but she had a giant red fucking zit right in between her eyes. And who's the guy with the push-through mustache that I love? He used to be a slot attendant. Really feisty.
Oh, he's retired.
Yes. So he came around the corner. He's like, Jesus Christ. And she was like, what? And he was like, oh, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the thing on your forehead.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, what? And he points to his, right in between his eyes to tell her what he's talking about. And then sticks his hands on either side of his head like he's clanging bells and does a little Indian dance and goes, a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Was that when he was or when he wasn't a slot
attendant? When he was.
Oh my god. Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's completely funny and inappropriate.
That's so mean.
His wife is a food and beverage soup on Graveyard, Paula. I can't think of his name. Whatever. Moving on.
Not relevant to the story.
Yeah, so
we still love him.
There's all. Yeah, I love
dude,
that
he's
guy.
Amazing.
He's funny. There's all sorts of stuff that just happened in the last 5 minutes that people can't see.
I know.
Yeah.
Especially your dance.
That's why I want to video these.
You guys look beautiful. Stop it.
Way to pile on and help her out a little bit on that one.
Seriously, I mean, you know. Like, I'm on stage all day long. It's just nice that no one's staring at me here.
I want to be able to pick my nose and feel okay about it, just in case it happens.
No, you just don't want to be caught.
Don't stare at me all day at work.
With your phone on the no phone zone.
That's not what I do for a living. So, secrets out. I'm a stripper. I'm on stage all day at work.
Me too.
It's nice to come over here in like my just baggy old raggedy sweaters and
sweaties.
My hair up. And
she said stripers. She paints stripes on the side of cars.
Everyone watches me all day.
Stripers.
I'm a stripper, but my gimmick is I wear women's underwear instead.
Okay.
A stripper named Sue. Tsunami.
Tsunami. That's a good stripper name.
Yeah, it is.
I'm gonna fucking tear down towns, take out ports, buildings.
My stripper name is El Nino.
So you guys are like storms, taking it by the storm.
Yeah,
like lean forward,
stormy,
stormy,
stormy Nino.
Yeah,
that means stormy boy in Spanish.
I knew you were going with that one, babe.
The lean forward short dick.
LFSD.
LFSD, baby. I got that flop out.
Stormy Nino.
Oh my gosh. So funny.
Oh, wow.
I know. We're stuck.
Oh boy.
We got more stories.
Well, I don't know. What's been going on?
So if you guys are to get quarantined, you guys live together, you guys could just like fuck all day.
Be great.
Yeah.
And be like during the day when our best.
All right, is it cuffing season for people? It's the second cuffing season.
I live alone. I'm gonna masturbate and watch King Love.
What's
Lies.
Cuffing?
Cuffing is like in the wintertime when you want to find somebody just to get through the winter with.
Oh.
The warm body to cuddle up next to.
I never heard that term.
Cuffing season.
So this was my thought, is that like maybe I should reach out to like Willamette University and see if there's any international.
Any single boy?
International males.
Maybe Italy?
That need housing because they're losing their dorms. And they can't like fly back to Italy.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, but how, you're just going to spin the wheel and get whatever you get?
I don't know.
I mean, if we're going to think...
There's not a lot out there.
If we're
going to
think
like,
this, let's think it all the way through.
Okay.
How do you get a hold of Willamette University and then get the hot one? Right?
She's playing...
Because that's what you want.
She's playing like, the Italian
best
Stallion
would be
lottery.
A hot one that just is like, okay.
So I guess I have to like break it down into like, what ethnicities do I find really attractive?
This guy racist.
And then spin
really
the wheel?
And then I'm going to contact the head of the International Studies Department. Because they're totally in charge of that.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Right?
What races do you find unattractive?
Here.
I want to hear it.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello,
this is the head of the International Studies Division.
Yeah, hi. I have got like some room and board available in a nice, quiet home in a cute neighborhood. I was wondering if you have any...
In a vagina?
You have any Italian seats of a large penis?
A large penis?
I said any Italian students with a large penis that might be looking for a place to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does that conversation go?
Like, I don't know. How does that? I'm like asking you as his advice. How do I get somebody?
Just call
him. And then
I'm stuck on large penis. Like, that's what you're going to ask for?
I was just being stupid.
No, I'm not going to.
Is an average okay?
Don't make this about you, babe.
No. I don't need to get like torn to shreds during the fucking.
Like, yeah, and you're the one that said it, and you're
right?
The one talking about Italy.
I mean, I need
Italy
someone that
boy.
Can also like perform stamina. If they're like too big, it's like it might be like one and done. Like it might be like, oh my god, I need this quarantine to be over because I can't do this another time. I need a three day healing period here.
And what if you
so
spin the wheel
be, like,
and it's
huge.
Like the hot dude that like smells horrible?
Well, I mean, I have a shower. We can do that. Check.
In the
got that taken care of. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they cook like nice international meals.
Well, hold on a second. Justin, you pretend like you're Korean.
Is this racist? Is this a racist
conversation? I don't think
so. Okay.
Ring, 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 ring. Hello, the head of the International Studies Division. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Kareem. People stare at me.
Hi, Fernie. I'm sorry about that, but what are you calling for?
Do you have any students you want to get rid of? That are that are supposed to fly back home for the break? Did I do a good impersonation of you?
I don't think so.
No?
It sounded like you doing an impersonation of me doing an impersonation of her.
You know how they say when you hear a recording of yourself and it doesn't sound like you?
Oh, yeah.
I sounded exactly like you just then.
I just can't hear it.
You have no idea that's exactly...
No, it's like the other day. For I accidentally, instead of re-recording my voicemail that I have to record every day, I accidentally hit play and I heard my voicemail from the other day. And the day before that, I record like when I first come into the office, and I'm like, "For fuck's sake, Karen, clear your throat!" Like,
I'm like, this is Brenda Vaccaro.
I just got out of bed and smoked 3 cigarettes on my drive to work.
I hope you're able to call me back after hearing this.
So, speaking of things during Corona, I was supposed to go to the motherfucking Tool concert. Sorry for dropping an MF or bomb. Anyway, motherfucking Tool concert in Eugene, Oregon, last night. And then Governor Kate Brown, who everyone everyone at my work loves to hate, the governor said no, said no, no functions of 250 or more.
I heard that so she was no canceling, concert. Like, weddings, too.
Well,
like,
no, just if it's 250 or more people.
That is crazy to me.
Schools were called off. They closed all the schools down.
Yeah.
I almost pooped my pants just now.
Well, earlier.
It's a no phone zone.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it was an important message about
things.
Like, I have no problem talking about
that's
it.
That's fine, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, see, I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and there's a meeting I go to that is no longer going to happen because of the coronavirus.
Oh, no.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Sunday?
Yeah, through May.
Yeah, through May.
Does that have 250 people going to that thing?
Doesn't matter.
It's the community. It's a community center.
Yeah.
The community is not, I mean...
Man.
So, that is horrible, Justin, like, to shift back, because Tool played in Portland the night before. And they were going to play in Eugene last night.
Correct.
Okay.
And in between those two, like while Tool was playing, Governor Brown, at the behest of President Trump, who talked to all of the governors of the United States, and so California is also following the 250 people gatherings. Like, can anybody over 250 people can't gather together.
Yeah.
And then it's a case-by-case basis per state, per city. But that was at the request of the president.
Correct, correct. It, like,
and it happened while the Tool concert was happening in Portland, and so they couldn't play.
In Portland?
No, in
they
Eugene.
Played. Okay, yeah, they finished the show.
It happened while they were playing, so, I mean, everything happening that night happened.
Yeah. And then places
and you
like...
you were supposed to go to the one on Eugene?
Yeah.
Last night.
Oh, man,
so,
I'm sorry, that really does suck.
Fucking dun, 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 the pieces fit, I watch them all. Yeah, you missed that.
Just do the show for me.
I know, I was like, but...
I'll get a flashlight.
But it's like you're there now.
You put on a police uniform, I'll get a flashlight.
Oh, boy, here comes a ribbon.
I know the pieces fit, and I want them fall away.
So instead of going to the concert and spending $200 on concert tickets for me and my girlfriend, and having the day off today to relax, I stayed home and then spent that $200 on 2 weeks worth of groceries. And
in a panic.
People at the grocery store in a panic all day.
That's about how much I've spent on groceries in the past week, too. And that's just two of us.
Bro, everybody was nice, though.
Yeah.
Like, as crazy as it was, everybody was like, excuse me, can I squeeze right through there real quick?
Yeah, I helped a lady at the pharmacy in Safeway. Like, she was trying to go through the line and be polite to everybody and get her cart on the outside of the fucking, like, roped off area. And I was like, oh, here. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. Like, she was so sweet. Like, I wanted to, like, bring her home.
Let me kiss your cheek and shake your hand. Give you a big old hug.
Lick your
the
face.
Side of your face. Listen, lady.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had a... You know when you sneeze and it's... It sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're talking, don't you? just sneaks up on you. So I went out to lunch when I was moving the offices. I went out to lunch with some of the people I was working with. And as I'm talking to him across the table, and like sneeze.
Oh no!
And the look on their face is like, you motherfucker. They're like, well, great, we have Corona. Thanks, yeah. Man.
What was that meme last night that you were reading about the cough fart thing?
Oh yeah, when you cough and fart at the same time.
Well, yeah, I used to cover a cough or a fart with a cough, and now I have to cover a cough with a fart.
That was so good.
I like that. That is really
but don't
good.
Try to take away from the fact that I was helping old ladies in Safeway while you were flirting with a fucking Italian dude today.
Yeah, if you sneeze and
fucking
fart...
Fucking Milone or whatever his fucking name is.
If you sneeze and fart at the same time, your body takes a screenshot.
I know.
That was a good one.
And you gotta print it to a Word document in order to see it.
That's right.
That was a good one. Yeah. Man, I've been laughing hard on this one. My cheeks hurt tonight.
Well, it's keeping you off your phone.
Oh, my God.
Oh! Totally wizard brain, brother.
Fucking straight out to cloaca.
Well, Jeff and I were supposed to do our gymnastics, our final gymnastics meet tomorrow.
Well, and prior to everybody freaking out, it was going to still happen, and then they were going to film it, and we'd be able to see it. And now everything is canceled.
Yeah.
Babe, turn the TV off.
I hit the button. I hit the button.
You're so addicted to Italians and the TV. Jesus.
TV's on.
Whoa, what is going on?
Babe.
You're blocking
it. I'm not blocking anything, babe. It's right over there, babe.
It won't turn off.
Oh, great.
There
it
goes.
Wait a minute,
now that you
hit
it five times, it's going to turn back on.
I know, I was supposed to, but like the sporting, I was thinking about the sport specifically for NCAA. So like, I was super sad for the seniors.
Yeah.
Like,
this is their last meet.
Yeah.
It's like, well, then they have to go like, shit, last week was my last meet. Yeah. Fuck, it already happened.
I know.
Damn
like,
it.
For all the sports, whether it be like, for gymnastics especially, because it's like one of those sports where you don't really have anything beyond college. Like, I guess if you're a good baseball player or a good soccer player, maybe you potentially have a chance to be.
Or even if you don't, there's like leagues that you can play
for
fun and like.
Exactly. Yeah. For gymnastics, you don't just like go to gymnastics meets for fun.
Yeah.
Not only do you look 12 your entire life when you do gymnastics, you have to stop when you're like 25 and you can't do it anymore.
I know. I was just really sad for all the seniors.
Yeah, and you
like,
become a coach and you no longer get to do it.
But, you just yell at little girls all day.
Like me and Justin do anyway.
Oh, shit.
So I have two cousins that attend the Ohio State University, and one is a freshman. It's her freshman year. And then their brother and sister, the other one is a senior. Poor Bennett, they canceled school until actually all through summer.
Yeah,
like, they're not going to start school back up until September.
Mm-hmm.
And, Or online, they didn't cancel it. But so my poor cousin Bennett, who's just like totally the star of the show everywhere he goes, is heartbroken because they're not going to do graduation. He's like, oh my God, I don't get to attend my own graduation. It's like, no, sorry, dude. Like,
we're going to mail it to you.
I don't know if you guys have ever been to a graduation of like that size school, but it's in their football stadium.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really big deal. Yeah.
Poor guy.
And then they're moving to Molly. Poor Molly lives in the dorms, and they're like, oh, you have to be out by, like, March 20th.
Yeah, that's how.
Like, out. Done.
You have, like, 2 minutes to figure out your
life.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, can I get my money back that I paid for housing and
food?
Like, she doesn't even know. They won't even, like,
out. Oh. No, the doctor that
works
for us.
But poor Benny, he doesn't get to get his... That would suck.
Yeah.
Like, I could care less, like, about attending graduation, but, like, I know it was a really big deal.
Well, the college is a lot of money to pay for online.
Yeah.
Because, like, the doctor that works for us, her son goes to Stanford. It is, like, ridiculous amounts of money in a semester. I want to say it's, like,
$40,000.
Oh,
I'm sure.
It's
like,
they're like, well, you
like
can
25.
Either skip the semester or do online. It's like, who wants to pay $40,000 for an online education for a semester? That's ridiculous.
You sound like an aristocrat. Who's to pay for the dollars?
That's so much money.
That's ridiculous.
Like, I could go to Chemeketa for like a quarter of the
price. I know.
Of
it's
that.
Like the same curriculum.
I'm not
that
going
to
Chemeketa and sit with them.
With that scum.
It's just I don't know. I do feel bad. And the seniors too. It's like, yeah. Oh man, that was your senior year. It's supposed to be like enjoying it, living it out.
Like your last bit of your senior year.
Yeah. Well, that's what a great life lesson. Life sucks. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Not fair. Well, enjoy. Life's not fair. Well, that was a good life lesson, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's just sad. But this is all so that we prevent the spread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
Full spready.
Full spread.
So today, like, I think we said, so they've moved part of my work. Any of us that can work from home are all going home. So I literally have to pack up my entire life and take it home. And I have this calendar hanging on my wall at work. And I don't even do this in real life. But I did the whole thing where I drew a diagonal line through each day until today and, like, walked away. And I was like, who knows when I'm going to walk back into this office.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, I was like, it'll probably be next week. Well, now I ruined the, like, because I like that calendar, like, clean.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's weird, like, being like, goodbye, fellow workers.
How does that work? Like, what if you don't have internet at your home? Are they going to supply your internet?
Everybody does.
Okay.
Yeah, I know of. I don't think they've come across anybody that doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to pay for part of your phone bill?
Well, they already do. Bill. They pay for, we already get reimbursed for our phone. Okay. And I'm sure, like, it's just happening so quick, but they're really good about reimbursements for, like, anything and everything.
Well, that's good.
So I'm sure, like, we all have, like, login expenses, even though I don't really have any except my cell phone, but I'm sure that we can log.
Supplies.
I went and raided the supply room today, and it's, like, funny because there's, like, you know, our, like, office supplies, and what's in there? Fucking, like, 100 boxes of tissues. And then there was my coworker, and I'm like, toilet paper. Like, I totally took a box of tissues. But I did, I grabbed, you know, that kind of stuff, because I'm like, but yeah, I'm sure that they'll reimburse us for whatever.
So, when we were moving offices, did I talk about this with you guys, just you guys?
Well, you're talking about moving offices a little bit.
You talked about
So while I'm moving, I look over and there is a guy working on the doors, the front doors to the casino. And so at a casino, it's like 7-Eleven. It never closes. Our casino has never locked its doors. And it's been so long since those locks have been used that keys won't work in them. So they were having to, like, drill out locks and put locks on the new doors. And it was in full pandemic fashion, the guy, the lock tech at the casino, who's working on something else, it's like, this is priority, stop what you're doing and go work on the front doors.
Is that so if you guys have to close, you're ready to lock them?
We're ready to lock them.
Okay. No zombies are gonna get in.
Like, one of my coworkers that I was working with, he's worked there since the casino opened, he was like, dude, when they first opened this place, I was the only security on duty. It was right before they opened. All the doors were unlocked. All the slot machines, the keys were in trays right around the slot machines to open the slot, the slot door and the cash box door. And he was the only security guard on duty with no gun. And he's like, fuck it, I'm going to go take a nap up in the, like, what am I even doing here? Go take a nap up in surveillance.
Yeah, it is so not like that now.
No, not at all.
It is fucking locked down. If somebody, like, came up and took a can of money, if I had, because sometimes I have to drop the games, and I take a full can, or an empty can, put it in, take the full can, and I put it in a
little... A can full of cash money.
Yeah, and tickets. If somebody grabbed it, then you just let them go. And just call surveillance, and they see them, and they follow them, and...
So...
You don't try to stop me.
They don't try to stop anybody.
No.
No.
Well, because they have them on camera.
Yeah, okay.
So, to tell you how good they are, I had a guest in a fucking panic call me because her husband won $5,000, put it in his wallet, a brick of cash, put it in his wallet and the whole strap, and his wallet wouldn't close. So, he sticks it in his front pocket of his jacket. Well, when he gets to his car... He couldn't get his keys because his wallet was in the way, so he took it out and set it on the fucking roof of his car.
And then took off.
and drove off with a wallet on top of the car.
Oh my God. What a
So they call me panicking, and I'm like, just head back here. I got to let you go. And I immediately, without calling anyone else, I immediately call surveillance. And they're like, thank you. And then I called security. And what they did, they followed surveillance, I found out, followed that, like, camera to camera to camera, followed that car out of the parking lot, and zoomed in and watched the wallet fall off, and watched the next car behind them pull over and pick the fucking wallet up, and zoomed in on the license plate. So when those people got home, it was a long drive back home, by the time they got home, the cops were on their doorstep. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't steal money from a casino.
Yeah, it used to be security. Like, they always, always found, like, people's money. And found the people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I lost my phone there once. They found it.
Did you say it used to be security?
What?
What'd you say?
When he was
security. I used to
oh,
be
Oh, when
security.
You used to be security. Okay. Yeah, you guys are... Security's really good at finding money. Really good at stopping what they're doing and helping somebody find something. Or
God, how would I panic? $5,000?
$5,000.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. Yeah. I hate it when my wallet's so thick with money I can't fill it.
I have never fucking had that problem. Never.
I've had that problem because I've had too many receipts in there. I probably shouldn't say Molly.
The only reason I've held that much money is because I was a slot attendant paying out those jackpots. I've never held $5,000 of my own money.
That's a lot of cash. Oh, jeez.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Lottery dreams.
What are we going to do when money doesn't mean anything anymore and the Corona zombies walk the streets?
Corona.
Yeah,
I'm going to be like, who wants this corned beef hash? What do you got? Because I got 100 cans of it.
Walking town to town, pulling gold teeth out of people's heads. Out of corpses.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with the song.
Woo!
What? What?
Finally.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know.
Well, you don't have to, like, have a wet vagina for Eddie Vedder and still like Pearl Jam.
I know. There's
can't even hear the name
he's
Pearl
such
Jam.
An amazing writer. Like, I love his writing.
I respect Pearl Jam. Can't listen to him.
Hey, we're back, everybody. For a while now.
It's the same way about...
you always do that. Oh, you
no phone zone.
You got us again.
Everybody look at Christine.
I didn't know we were going back.
I just put mine down. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not using my phone.
Well, we use my phone to record, so I can never look at mine or else I would.
I
well,
know.
It's funny because I sent you a text message. I'm probably going to go through and stop this whole shebang.
Well, I'm on... well, it won't stop it.
Okay.
And I got text messages just now before I put it on.
I got text messages.
And then whatever. So, we like to do a song. Oh, first of all. Second of all. Fourth of all. Only 15 people have listened to the last podcast.
15 whole 1,500 people listened to the last podcast.
1,500 minus like 1,490. And so, if you want to seek shelter from... the coronavirus storm, then you need to, like, just listen to the podcast.
Maybe we should have this be a coronavirus-free zone.
That's what I thought we should do, but then it turned into Corona.
I know. We all
well, everything out. We talked about had to do with it because it's affecting our lives.
Yes, it is.
That's just how that goes. And so
this is a topic, guys. We could try to be coronavirus-free.
Yeah, we say this every week, but, like, really, only, like, a couple people listen, so.
I know.
Whatever. Go fuck yourselves. But I love you, Justin. Not the Justin that's here right now, the other one. And I love the ones here, too. So, before I put my foot in my mouth anymore,
something
like this.
Got me thinking about my inevitable demise.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, J, 2, K, J, 2, K.
COVID-19 episode, no TP. No bleach, no rubbing alcohol.
It's out.
No school, no concerts, no sports, work from home. This is the Corona episode.
But we're not going to mention it.
J.
to K.
J.
J. To K. K.
Kareen needs a man with an accent and a huge personality.
Or an average one.
I'm sorry I left mid-show. I had a pooping emergency.
He almost sharted.
Moments.
J2K.
Motherfucking bubble guts.
J2K.
Thank you, Jeff. Your bathroom is built for pooping.
Well, we all love my bathroom almost as much as our listeners.
Almost as much as our listeners.
You know what I love? I love Italian guys.
Grazie!
Grazie!
Grazie.
Fucking Italian son of
a penis. It's a penis.
Hey, Christine, you got the ample of bosom and look at my penis.
Hey, Christine, can I get some hand sanitizer?
Or a nice hand job.
Hand sanitizer, hand job. You choose.